Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We want to check in Texas now, where the largest wildfire in that state's history is still blazing today. After burning more than a million acres in the state's panhandle, 31,000 acres in neighboring Oklahoma, at least two people have been killed in Texas, thousands of cattle killed or have to be put down after horrific burns. The inferno has been fanned by dry conditions, strong winds, warm temperatures, but there is some reporting that there might be good news on the weather front that can help. Let's bring in Rachel Osier-Lindley. She's statewide senior editor with the Texas Newsroom. Rachel, start with a possible reprieve that there might be some cooler air coming in that might help.
Yes. So I talked with representatives from the Texas A&M Forest Service. That is the lead firefighting agency in the state. And while this weekend we saw a pickup of that dry, warm, windy weather, it does look like temperatures and conditions will be a bit calmer this week. So they're hoping that will help firefighters continue to build out these containment lines. And there is also hope of rain in the forecast on Friday. So firefighters are hoping that that comes in and makes things easier. But again, a lot of time between now and Friday.
Wow. And the fire was only 15% contained going into this week. So let's talk about some of the results. Thousands of head of cattle killed, many more injured. There's concern that some of the surviving herd could develop fatal pneumonia from smoke inhalation. You spoke with Tatum Pennington. She runs a cow-calf operation outside of hard-hit Canadian Texas. She's lost a lot of cattle.
We were having to drive through and put down cattle and see babies bawling that were hungry, that needed milk and needed to suck. And so we were all really emotionally just devastated.
The cattle industry is also a huge moneymaker for Texas, worth more than $15 billion, according to the Department of Agriculture there. So talk about the economic impact as well.
So the estimates right now are tens of thousands of cattle could have been killed. And Tatum Pennington, who you just heard from there, she says it takes years to build up a good cow-calf operation, and it will take years to recover, to build it back up to what it was now before the fire.
And again, these were animals. We talk about people having their pet cows and calves, you know, trying to get them out. But most of these herds were headed to slaughter. And that's going to affect meat prices across the country. What about damage to property and homes? Everything ashes.
Yes. So the estimates now, up to 500 structures could have been destroyed by this fire. Teams are out right now doing a full damage assessment. And so it will take a long time to recover. The devastation has been widespread. And the fire did move just very quickly last week. There were several small towns that were evacuated. But of course, that did not stop the loss of some homes. Tatum Pennington said her house should have burned down, but luckily local crews were able to get out there in time to save it.
Look, we know there are GoFundMe platforms being launched for families. The Texas Farm Bureau has established a fund to aid farmers and ranchers. There's ways that people can help. But meantime, you know, just today, can you just briefly describe how people are walking around with this?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I spoke to one woman who said she can't even envision what recovery is going to look like, and it is going to be a very long road. But she said that she knows that everyone in the community will be surrounded by love, and that really struck me.
Rachel Osier-Lindley, statewide senior editor with the Texas Newsroom. Thank you. We'll follow the story.
Yeah, you're welcome.